issues, and you will see results in your first visit. Call 314-282-8780 to meet with our doctors no matter your age or conditions. Diabetes, high blood pressure, prostate cancer, low testosterone causing your issue? Doesn't matter. We can help. Call St. Louis Men's Clinic now at 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. And get your confidence back. Have the courage to take the first step. Our clients wish they had called sooner. 314-282-8780. Online at stlmensclinic.com.
At Granite Busters, they're upping the offer.
When you purchase 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher granite countertops, you'll get all of this absolutely free. A stainless steel undermount sink valued at $350, free. A sink grate valued at $100, free. And now, for a limited time only, a brand new bathroom vanity worth $700 for free.
Nobody, and we mean nobody, can touch this offer.
Stop in and check out over 135 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab from over 500 in stock at the Granite Busters Design Center Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse. Learn about Granite Busters Lifetime Installation Warranty, Lifetime Granite Sealer, and discover their amazing digitally precise templating, stone fabrication, and seam matching technology. Granite Busters.
Granite Busters.
At 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Visit online at granitebusters.com.
New customers only. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 17th, 2015.
Are you looking for a fun weekend trip this spring? One extreme and exciting, or a tranquil getaway? It's all here in Illinois South. Maybe a wine tasting, biking, fishing, or swimming. We have it all at lifesatrip.org. Call us for a free copy of our 2015 visitor guide at 800-442-1488. Sponsored by Illinois, mile after magnificent mile, and the Tourism Bureau's lifesatrip.org.
Hello, Jay Randolph, suggesting you bring your hunger to Rib City. They're now in a new location just east of 270 in Manchester in the Colonnade Center. Their award-winning baby back ribs are remarkable. The whole menu offers you lots and lots of good food, believe me. Real barbecue, great ribs, and the wonderful desserts. Coconut cream pie is out of this world. Call 314-965-RIBS. Rib City. You won't want to miss it.
At Advance Auto Parts, order your parts online and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes so you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Order online at advanceautoparts.com.
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
diarrhea.
No, now I can't believe you played that.
Why?
Because of something I'm about to talk about. This is creepy almost. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March. Whew, we made it past the Ides of March. It's the day after. It's Ides plus one of March. And this playhouse is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people. You'll see those ads for other places, and they'll have a big old banner headline, Windows, $189. You're supposed to think that's Window World? No, unless it says Window World, it's somebody else with a lesser product trying to confuse you. We'll make sure you get the right one. But first...
Hey!
Well, he's the father of Archie Michael Geiss. And pretty soon, that's what people... Hey, you're Archie's dad. That's going to be weird, but that's going to happen.
Yes.
Oh, you're Archie's dad. Well, he is Archie's dad. He's married to Archie's mom, and they live in, what's it called, Princeton Heights?
That's it?
Yeah, okay. They move around a lot.
We do.
Neighborhoods keep kicking them out, but they just...
I love moving. It's so much fun.
Yes.
I can't get enough of it.
Yes, I can barely remember it, but I remember it being fun.
Oh, it's the best.
Eon the Peon is our control board operator. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you set up a free meeting with them, they will
what
sit down.
What does that cost, that meeting?
It's absolutely free.
What?
And they will sit down with you, crunch the numbers. That's a
What if a client comes in and he's in those leg braces and he can't sit down?
Well, he could stand. Yeah, you could sit or stand in the meeting. Right. Yes, and yeah, they'll crunch the numbers. That's a scientific term in the business.
Yes, it is.
And they can find out how much money it's going to take for you to retire comfortably. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Well, what can you say about this next guy? I mean, we've tried to jam it all into an introduction, and it's next to impossible. When you're a professor, and you're in a band, and you do impressions, and you play the harmony on and on and on, it's easier to just say, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
And you mentioned moving. Rat Boy hates moving. Oh. He says the last time they moved, they had 4 of the biggest U-Haul rental trucks, those big trailer jobs. And that was just to carry, what was it?
Cheese.
Just for cheese. Oh, 4 truck really? Full of cheese. Yeah, when he moved. He loves that cheese. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Oh, no. We have a bulletin. And what is this regarding?
I have a traffic bulletin to pass along from Tim Weiland.
Now, here with the traffic bulletin. Okay, I just looked over the monitor, and I see you're not in here.
That's right. I'm not in here.
You're in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Yes.
Boys, it sounds busy. Let's go now live to the KTRS Traffic Center. Eon the Peon standing by. Peon, what do you have?
Well, thank you very much, Frank. Like I said, this is from Tim Weiland, who is in the sky right now monitoring traffic.
Never heard of it.
He says eastbound 44 is closed at Grand due to a huge car fire.
Whoa.
And the smoke is affecting westbound drivers on 44. So that is eastbound 44 at Grand. Car fires, so avoid that area.
Now, KTRS took a lesson from Fox News. If you've ever watched Fox News, they got a bunch of hot babes on there. And that's what we've done. That's how we've staffed the KTRS Traffic Center. And you can hear them there working right now. Be sure, Peon, you tell Kendra that I said welcome to the team. She's the newest of our traffic people in there. And you can get in the tube and come right on back up here. There you are.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Oh,
back.
Wow, that was quick. I'm not used to
sometimes
it. Dan normally takes the tube.
Yeah, usually,
but,
you forget how fast that thing is.
Boy, usually in the tube.
That's amazing.
Pops you right out, right back in your chair again. That was a good report. That was really well done.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Those girls are doing a great job. We are brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people. I've been on the phone with Window World's webmaster, and I think we have something worked out here that's going to, I hope, is going to really pay off in terms of contributions for St. Jude Children's Hospital in a very short time, a week or two at the most. This year we're going to be able to let you, we did this with, I think it was, Friends of Kids with Cancer, where, and it was a good suggestion from a listener. Instead of a high bidder paying, you know, $3,000-$4,000 to go to dinner with me and my wife, we let everybody have a shot at it. So I've decided on a $200 donation to St. Jude, which is all tax deductible. And then you're in the drawing to sit at our table, the table with me and my wife and Peon and his wife Angela, May 16th, Saturday night. And when that's up and running, I'll let you know. I'll tell you what would be exciting for me, because I'm nervous about this. I'm always afraid we're not going to get enough money. We always do, but you still wonder. Maybe this will be the time we fail. If you want to shoot me a quick email, just frankopinion@yahoo.com and say, I'm in. This is not an actual commitment. We're not asking yet for your credit card. But if you just said, I'm in for $200, if I get like 30 of those, and honestly, if you do that, be ready in 2, 3, 4 weeks to put down the $200 to be in the drawing for the seat that night, I'll have an advance sort of handle on how many people we can expect, and it'll push us over last year's total. And that's my goal here. I'll be real honest about this. St. Jude is a wonderful facility, and I'm all about helping Window World get them money, but I also want to win this thing. This has become a competition of radio stations, and we win every year. Thanks to you folks, we end up getting listeners to cough up more money. I have the sound of one of them coughing up money from last year I recorded. There's a listener coughing up money. Oh. And we're going to do it again this year, and we're going to beat last year. Yeah, see, more money. So if you want to just frankopinion@yahoo.com and just go, hey, I'm in, then I got you, see, because I got your email address and I got your written commitment. And if I don't see that charge card going through, I'll call you. I'll go, hey, hey, I got your name. You said you. That'd be great. If I get 20 or 30 people, I'll be thrilled to death. I'm a realist. You know, I know what. And if it's way more than that, that'll be even better. Because, again, every dollar goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So, again, what you are making this pledge to do is donate $200, and for that, you'll be in the drawing to sit at the table May 16th, Saturday night, with me, my wife, Peon, and his wife. Dan can't make it because he and his band, I believe, are playing at Madison Square Garden, is it, in New York? Or something.
Yes.
Some big gig.
Yeah, it's a big gig.
So they can't make it. So that'd be great. If you did that and I go, hey, I've already got 20 people that have committed, whew, then I know it'll be even more than that. I want to do a favor here for a really pretty woman named Delaine. Isn't that a beautiful name, Delaine?
Oh, yeah.
And she's been a listener for a long, long time, and she lives in Waterloo, Illinois. Now, I don't know if you've heard of this town or not. Hmm. It's not far from St. Louis, 30 miles or whatever. They're having their 6th annual Waterloo High School Band Parents Flea Market, and it's going to be May 2nd and 3rd. Now, that's a ways off. That's, you know, 6 weeks away or whatever. And what makes this tough, Delaine, as I told you in the email, is I've got a phone number, but people in their cars, they can't remember the number. So here's what I'll just tell you, that it's May 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday, Sunday. It's at the Monroe County Fairgrounds in Waterloo. And they're looking for vendors. It's antiques, it's collectibles, furniture, household items. They have outdoor spaces available, indoor spaces available. And I'm not sure, I'll figure out in the next week or two how to give you something you can hang on to and remember. I have her phone number, but again, you're in the car. Now, if you have a way to grab something and make a quick note of it, it's 618-570-8362, Delaine. And that is the Waterloo High School Band Parents 6th Annual Flea Market. Now, folks, you cannot send me. You go, oh, let's send him our band parents fundraiser. Nah, I can't do that. But I can do Waterloo because I am a graduate. I don't talk about this a lot, but I'm a high school graduate.
Really? What?
Yes, I have a diploma. I did 4 years of high school.
Woo!
It's not something that I could go around, I guess, bragging about it, but I don't. And class of 67, 88 people. And this will really shock you. Although it's not really saying much, I was in the top quarter of 88 people in a little bitty town.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it all fell apart, and I got thrown out of college when I tried to go. But that's my connection to Waterloo. I only lived there 2 years. And so what the heck? Let's see if we can get the band parents a little dough. I did something today that I meant to mention to Jose, and I hope it wasn't a bad idea. I looked at my spam folder, and I had 3,000 spam messages in there. I deleted them all. That won't hurt anything, will it?
I don't think so. No. I think spam. It opens up stuff.
But if you think about it, why stack up all that spam? But it's just spam. I mean, you're using data, right, and storage. I kicked it out. I got rid of it. Did you see how many bullet holes were in that boat at that little nutbag, what's it, Sarnia, the bomber, Boston bomber brother that survived? You see the bullet holes in the boat he was in? This kid absolutely should be dead. Like 200 bullet holes in that. I keep wondering, what about the boat owner? I wonder how that ever was settled with him. Who pays him for his bullet-riddled boat? And how do they decide how much to pay him? I'm sure he was well compensated. I would hope for that. But it was something like 207 bullet holes or something. And now he's on trial, and of course he's got an attorney, and they're trying to say he was manipulated by his brother. The usual crap. Our Facebook video page is Facebook. It's facebook.com/AM and the PM. and I've gotten really bad about contributing to that, but I made a contribution today. I made a video, and it's up there, and you're welcome to take a look at it. I'm showing off one of my lights. I found a new light, a flashlight of sorts. It's a headlight, and you wear it on your head. And it's I think it's pretty slick, so I'll demonstrate it on my video if you want to go there and see it. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Heard an interview over the weekend on satellite radio with Don McLean, and I never have understood how M-C-C-L-E-A-N is McLean, but that's how it's said, and that's how the interview said it. And they played a thing, you know, coming on tour of Don McLean. I don't get it. And I was thinking about, he mentioned something about he's currently touring like the casinos and places. And I'm thinking, if you go to a Don McLean concert, you're going to hear two songs and then what? And you know what they are, too. Dan, you're the band guy. Give me his two songs.
Oh, American Pie and
Vincent.
Yeah, that's
one. That's half the show.
And Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent, Starry, Starry Night. Now what? I mean, seriously, I don't know anything else he did. Maybe he's fantastic.
There are a few other songs, but those were the two big ones.
And you know, when he's on stage, if he waits too long into the concert, somebody's going to yell, "Do American Pie!" You know, there's no way he cannot do those two songs. And isn't that American Pie like 25 minutes long?
Yeah, it's a long
like
10 one.
Minutes, I think.
Yeah, it's a good bathroom song for DJs.
Oh, that's right. Give you time to run, and you could actually do number two.
Oh, yeah.
I saw, it's like an editorial page of a paper over the weekend, and somebody had written in, and I noticed her name was Daria, D-A-R-I-A. What a cruel name. It's just like diarrhea. Daria.
Daria.
That's as close to diarrhea as you can come without naming your kid diarrhea.
Oh, I'm sure. The kids called it
diarrhea.
Oh,
my goodness. Can you imagine going to school when you're driving down the road and you're going, diarrhea, diarrhea, Daria. I just think that's cruel. And we're running a commercial for false teeth or something, and they talk about corn on the cob. Why is it that corn tastes better on the cob? Because I've cut it off and eaten it, and it's the same exact corn. I think it's psychological, but it's better on the cob.
It's the butter all over it and the salt. I don't know. You're right.
Just, there's something about eating it on the cob. It's just better. Now, folks, you remember a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago in Ellisville, they finally caught him. He was the Phantom Pooper. He pooped on the leather seats of cars at car dealerships.
Right.
This is not a joke. This was in Ellisville, and he only pooped. He would break into cars on various lots, and he only pooped on leather seats. And I believe he also even focused more narrowly. It was, if I remember, Mustangs. And he pooped, was the Mustang Pooper. Leather seat. Check this out. In Akron, Ohio, they are looking for a guy who is referred to as a serial pooper. He's been doing this for at least 4 or 5 years, and they cannot seem to catch him. He primarily hits the Castle Homes neighborhood and surrounding areas, and he unloads on everything from cars to kids' toys.
Oh, man.
The Akron Police Department, this is from the Akron Beacon Journal, which is their newspaper, their police department says they have 19 reports, okay, over the last 3 years, from 2012 to now, 19 confirmed reports from victims. One woman says he has pooped on her car 3 times in the last 3 years. Another woman says she had to throw some of her kids' toys away. They left them out in the yard and he pooped on them. He has even pooped on a kid's slide at the park. Now there you go. That's taking it too far. Some kid goes to slide down the slide and slides right into this guy's pile of poop.
Did he say why he...
They haven't caught him.
Oh, he's still loose.
He's still on the loose.
They caught the pooper in Ellisville, but not this guy.
They caught the Ellisville guy, but they haven't caught this guy. They say they have one photo, but they can't ID him of him actually pooping
I
somewhere.
I saw that photo online, but yeah.
It's like that stuff you see on TV. It's kind of, can't make it out. They said the last incident took place last Tuesday night. They refer to him as Mr. Poop. And he pooped on a car. They said his favorite target is automobiles, and he will often poop on the door handle so that when you go open. Now, you can't just back up to it and deposit it there, so I'm guessing somehow gets it and places it. Yeah. Can you imagine, though, at night, he goes, see you, Jim. I'll see you. Yeah, see you, Bob. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And your hand hits your car handle and it's poop on it. They say they also know, after 3 years of investigation, his favorite time to poop on stuff is 3:30 to 5:30 in the morning. So between 3:30 and 5:30 a.m.,
you can go.
You're most likely to be the victim of Mr. Poop.
Not a lot of people out at that time.
Wow. What is the deal with people? Really? And they say he likes to poop on the passenger seat if he can get in the car. Not the driver's seat, but the passenger seat. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I have a joke. Man, I should have made a note of... I wrote it down, the guy who asked me for this. I want to say it's Jerry. And he lost his wife, and he said his wife introduced him to the show. And now he continues to listen, and he thanked us. And I wrote him back. I said, oh, what a great email. And then he said, how about my favorite joke ever? And he mentioned this joke, and I thought, okay, what the heck? ISPN, Peon says he thinks it's been a while, so let's go. It's a lawyer joke, and it's a story of a very successful attorney in a particular town. He's the most successful attorney anywhere around, and his driver is taking him home one night from the office, and he sees what he thinks are people who've been in an accident. He sees what looks to be bodies off the side of the road. So, of course, he sees an opportunity here. There may be a lawsuit here. So he tells his driver, pull over. See, that's the kind of guy he is. He calls his driver, you know, real cool. So the driver pulls over, and as they get closer, they realize that on the side of the road, yes, it is, in fact, a couple of people. But they're not injured. They're down on their hands and knees, and it looks like they're eating grass. But there's not much grass because it's not spring yet, and they're just trying to find a sprig here and a sprig there. And he gets out of the car and says, excuse me, what's going on here? And the guy goes, we're just hungry. He says, well, you're hungry? What are you doing down on the side of the road? Like, he says, we have no money, and we've realized a while back that we can live on grass. And my wife and I are just trying to find any little sprig of even old dried grass. Guy says, well, this is... get up. For goodness sakes, get up. I want you to get up. That's my car there, and that's my driver. I want you to go over. You're going home with me for dinner. And the guy says, are you serious? He goes, I couldn't be more serious. Go on, get in the car. And the guy goes, well, wait a second. It's not just us. We have three kids who are hungry, too. And sure enough, further down the road, he sees three little children trying to eat grass on their hands. And he says, oh, my goodness, you kids, come on. And Dad says, kids, this nice man's taking us to his house. And the man says, are you sure you want to do this? What will your wife say? He said, this is not any of her business. He said, I'm the king of my castle. He says, I'm a lot like Franco Pinion. That's exactly what he said to the guy. I run my household. He says, you get in that car. You're going home with me for dinner. Dad's crying. Mom's crying. They can't believe it. They pull up to this place. The gates open. And here's something that looks like a castle in England or something. Just endless acres of property. Gorgeous brick and stone Tudor. It must be a 50-room house. They pull up, and the driver opens the doors, and the dad and the mom and the kids get out, and they go, I can't believe this. I can't believe you brought us home for dinner. He says, well, you can believe it. He says, let me tell you something. I saw you down in the ditch and side of the road eating that grass, and I knew I had to do what I had to do. And he says, you know, you don't have anything to eat, and I have plenty. He said, there's 200 acres here. My gardener threw his back out a month ago. This grass must be a foot and a half tall. Bon appetit!
All right, let's see how the traffic looks right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Dan, we've got a mess out here. First of all, let's give you that they had the vehicle fire on eastbound 44 at Grand. Eastbound 44 is completely shut down. Now you're jammed solid back to Hampton or approaching Hampton. We're coming up on the tail end of the backup now. Yeah, it's right at Hampton. they're still working. So 44 is shut down eastbound at Grand. They're still working with that crash on northbound 55 just before Park. Only two lanes getting through. We have an accident on northbound and southbound 270 right at Manchester. You've got northbound has the right lane blocked. The southbound lane is off on the shoulder, but you're jammed back to about Ladue down through Manchester. You're also slow again from approaching Highway 44 to south of 44 as all this merging traffic from 44 is coming on. You had another accident. They've cleared it now on southbound 55 at Richardson Road. On westbound 40, things are really jamming up from Kings Highway to McCausland. You got slow traffic from Clayton Warson to Ballas, again from 270 through Mason. On the downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40 is slammed from about Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal, now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time, with choices that will make both parents and kids happy at participating Wendy's for a limited time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the station St. Louis turns to first for breaking news.
I like knowing things. I like the news. I like being informed.
The Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Living with type 2 diabetes is complicated. What would you do with free time away from some of the daily worries and burden of treating diabetes? Doctors in your area are conducting a research study investigating an innovative approach to delivering treatment for type 2 diabetes that does not require needles or pills. To qualify, you must be at least 40 years of age, have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes for at least 3 months, and also have been diagnosed with a condition related to your heart or blood vessels. Qualified participants will receive the investigational new product and all study-related care from a dedicated team of medical staff at no cost. Again, this research study is now enrolling in your area for adults who are at least 40 years of age, have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes for at least 3 months, and also have been diagnosed with a condition related to your heart or blood vessels. To find out more and to see if you qualify, please call 314-720-8328. That's 314-720-8328. 314-720-8328.
Celebrate the tradition of Cardinals baseball this season with incredible bobblehead giveaways. Those giveaways will include the Ozzie Smith, Lou Brock, Al Roboski, and Lance Berkman bobbleheads. The bobblehead giveaways also include the stars of today. There's the Yadier Molina and Matt Carpenter bobbleheads. That's not all. There's the Harry Carey bobblehead as well. Get your tickets through one of our 5 or 10 game promotional packs or as an individual game ticket. 2015 means bobbleheads. Cardinals baseball. It's where tradition meets today. Get your tickets at cardinals.com.
Hey, Cardinal fans. The team is celebrating their winning tradition with 3 championship ring promotions this year. There's the 1985 National League Championship ring and the 1982 and 1967 World Championship ring giveaways. Secure your tickets this year through the 5-game ring pack or as an individual game ticket. In St. Louis, it's all about championships. For the fans in 2015, it's about the championship rings. Cardinals baseball. It's where tradition meets today. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-709-3259. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-709-3259. That's 1-800-709-3259. 1-800-709-3259. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Set off the fireworks and ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending presents one of the lowest mortgage rates in history, 2.75%. That's right, 2.75 with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak. With rates this low, I'm urging you to lock in today.
That's right, Bob. This is an incredible low rate, and we've got it. 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776. Call now, 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Regardless of your credit, if Golden Oak can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
This is a no-brainer. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Golden Oak Lending, short.
FHA 15-year fixed 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
When building a deck, you have a choice. Redwood decks are one of a kind. Plastic decks are one of a mold. Redwood decks are naturally beautiful. Plastic decks are unnaturally not beautiful. Redwood decks are terrific for grilling burgers. Plastic decks are terrific for grilling your feet. Compare for yourself. Real, strong, Redwood.
Visit GetRedwood.com.
Spring is just around the corner.
And you know what that means.
Home improvement projects. This year, let the local professionals at Castle Rock Contracting handle all of your siding, window, and roofing needs. Castle Rock has new windows for your home starting at just $189. Call today and get a jump on spring window installation. Call 314-737-4000 or go to CastleRockSTL.com. Mention KTRS for a $50 discount on your project from Castle Rock Contracting.
We should be very happy we're not cutting short today. He gets the whole schmear. He is Mike Evans. He is in Southern California, the Coachella Valley, to be specific. That's an Indian tribe. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And I don't know what to say, except I have never had a better steak anywhere in my life than I've had at Annie Gunn's. And I've never been in anywhere quite like the Smokehouse Market. If I started to try to tell you everything you'll find in there, I'd need 2 hours to do it. I'm just inviting you, if you're in the valley, down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. If you're down in Chesterfield Valley, go to the eastern end of everything and check them out. They're next door to each other. Gift cards. A great idea any time of year. Annie Gunn's, Smokehouse Market, next door neighbors, Chesterfield Valley. Here is Mike Evans.
Give it on up.
Take care of me. Pop quiz question. These are the four biggest celebrity car collectors. Jay Leno.
Okay.
Jeff Beck.
Ooh.
Ralph Lauren.
Ooh.
Jerry Seinfeld. Name the name of the one that tracked down the first Porsche 911 ever built and spent over a million dollars for it. Jay Leno, Jeff Beck, Ralph Lauren, Jerry Seinfeld.
See, this could be a trick question.
What do you mean trick question?
Well, I know that Jerry
loves Porsches, and we're probably supposed to think, ooh, he, most of his cars are Porsches, so that's the obvious answer. That could be a trick, or it could be the answer. This will be interesting.
TV News, tentative date of the exclusive interview between Diane Sawyer and Bruce Jenner. I know you can hardly wait, Franco.
Well, I've been looking forward to Diane interviewing her.
Yeah, you did that?
Yeah.
April 26th on ABC.
Hey, you know that last night, for the first time, and it was an accident, I stumbled on Keeping Up with the Kardashians on the E! Channel, on the E! Network. So I watched about 15 minutes of it. Honest to goodness, I do not understand why this is a show.
I don't get it
either. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's not even weird in an interesting way. It's just stupid.
It's stupid.
I'm guessing that you're not their target.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing I'm not either.
Well, if you have a brain, you're not their target.
Exactly.
Yeah. NBC and the Today Show wanted nothing to do with Katie Couric, but Good Morning America is talking to her.
Oh,
I think that's a smart move for GMA.
I think
Katie Couric can still deliver on a morning show.
I think it's a brilliant move.
NBC has made an offer to Lester Holt to replace Lion Bryan on the NBC Nightly News. Meanwhile, Tom Brokaw still very outspoken against Lion Bryan.
And interesting, we haven't seen, when do you think he'll surface in a one-on-one interview, Williams? When do you think that'll happen?
Well, I don't think NBC will let him do a one-on-one until they fire him.
No, but eventually somebody is going to do an interview with him.
I agree. Sad. Alex Trebek has signed to do Jeopardy through 2018. $10 million a year.
That's a good gig.
Alex, 68 years old. Odds and ends, look for Paris Hilton's brother, Conrad, to either go into jail or into a court-assigned therapy in-house for causing that disturbance on an airplane a few months ago. That's not going to go away. Once a jerk, always a jerk. You got Sean Penn and his beautiful fiance Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah.
And they're arm-in-arm, and they're going into his premiere of his movie, The Gunman, and there's Sean Penn just yelling and screaming at the reporters. It's like,
some people look like jerks, and he looks like he could really be a big one.
I agree. How bad are Madonna's concert ticket sales?
Ooh, I bet not good.
Well, in 2012, she played the 53,000-seat Yankee Stadium. It sold out in 19 minutes. This September, she's playing the 17,000-seat Madison Square Garden. Tickets went on sale over a week ago. There's still 6,000 seats available.
I heard a little bit of a sampling of her new CD. I thought it was horrible. It's all this auto-tune stuff. Like, the Cher was the first one that I recognized doing that. You believe in love and you love. And this whole Madonna thing, it's an auto tune. It's not even really singing.
I don't get it. Well, when you lose your voice.
Yeah, I guess.
Date in history, March 16th, 2003, just a few days after the United States invaded Iraq, Vice President Dick Cheney was asked at a press conference, how long will this war last? He said, and I quote, weeks rather than months, end quote. He missed it by about 12 years.
Yeah, a little bit.
Man. March 16th, 1994. Why?
Tanya?
Tanya Harding pleads guilty to conspiracy to the Nancy Kerrigan attack.
Yeah.
Why?
Sounds just like
And birthday today, born 89 years ago today, one of the biggest jerks in show business, born in Newark, New Jersey, Joseph Lovitch.
I didn't know. Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
Birthday boy. Very good there, Franco.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care of your bead. And finally.
I'll tell you what, I know they say he's a jerk, but you have to give Jerry Lewis all kinds of credit for a lot of things. He's the inventor of video assist in filmmaking, something every director uses.
Now, not to mention, he really, physical comedy. I mean,
oh my goodness,
he was a genius. Yeah. It reminds me a lot of you, Franco.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Yeah. All right. So, who went out and made it the priority to find the first Porsche 911 ever built? Jay Leno, Jeff Beck, Ralph Lauren, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, I'm going to go with Jeff Beck.
I'll say Ralph Lauren.
I'll say the obvious choice, since he loves and collects lots of Porsches. I will go with the one I think we're not supposed to go with, but it's really him. That's Seinfeld.
They say he is the biggest collector of Porsches, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes!
I give a love all of a thing.
Yes! Boy. See, I thought it was so obvious that it wouldn't be the one. Yeah, I don't know how many Porsches he had, but to get the first one built, first of all, I can't even believe, one, that it's available or still around, and that it's not owned by Porsche. That they didn't keep the first one. You know, like for a museum or something.
Yeah, I would think.
And a million sounds low to me. When a Bugatti like Floyd Mayweather has is $3 million, that the first Porsche 911 ever made is only a million? That sounds low to me. Yeah. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door neighbors in Chesterfield Valley. Closed on Monday with only a couple of exceptions. Gift cards, a good idea always. Thompson Price. Thompson Price is a man and a business. It's a man, but it's a business that's made up of lots of people who are really good at what they do. And I don't know how many people there are who could actually work there, because you really need to know what you're doing. When you work for somebody who is a perfectionist, kind of like this show, okay, few people could work with me, because we have a perfect radio show or we don't have a show.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when I had our first meeting with you guys? I said every show is perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or it's the last show.
Yeah, we said we agree.
The day we do a show that's anything short of great is our last
show.
Shut it down. And you guys have never lost sight of that. That's why every show is so good. Well, Thompson Price is a perfectionist. He wants, when your kitchen or bathroom is finished, when the remodeling is completely done, he wants you as a customer for years and years and years to say to yourself and other people, this is some of the best money we ever spent. It was worth every dollar. And it usually is when you do anything right. And there are always the shortcuts, and I'm going to save a few bucks here and save you. And inevitably, you generally are sorry you did that. You hardly ever hear anybody say, man, I wish we hadn't done it right. I wish we'd have cut some corners and done something we weren't quite as happy with, and we'd have saved a few dollars. They're not overpriced. By any means, you will get your money's worth. But they don't do $5,000 kitchens. That's not the business they're in. So when you're ready to have it done right, if you want to see some examples of that, you can go to their website, thompsonprice.com, or you can go in their showroom. It's in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Take a look at just a few examples of what can be done, and then wait till you see what it looks like when it's done specifically for you and your family. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Remember to look for that name, Price. If it's not in there, you're dealing with somebody else. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me.
Well, we've had some issues out there traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland, and he's airborne. Tim?
And we still have some real issues. Now, let me give it to you. And if you're coming in on eastbound 44 and you're west of Hampton, I would get off at Hampton, go up to Highway 40, and get on 40 if you want to get over the Poplar Street Bridge, because eastbound 44, it shut down at Grand. You had a vehicle fire. There's all sorts of fire equipment there. Now, what they're doing, you are jammed up between Hampton and Kings Highway. They're diverting traffic to Kings Highway. And then the people that are stuck between Kings Highway and Grand, they're diverting traffic to Grand. So just follow the traffic as you get off there. Now, they also have south the right lane closed, southbound Grand at the overpass. You got a pretty good backup as folks are going across that overpass there. They've cleared the accident on northbound 270 at Manchester. They still have that one on the right shoulder. You're still slow from Highway 40 through Manchester, a little heavy at Highway 44. On the downtown bridge approaches, even though I told you to go eastbound 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge, you're still really running slow from Vandeventer up to the Poplar. Also, you had westbound or eastbound 70 at Jennings Station. They've cleared that earlier accident. No delays there. Eastbound 270, heavy now Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal, now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time, with choices that will make both parents and kids happy. At participating Wendy's for a limited time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keeping you connected,
helping you stay up to date.
Keeps me abreast of what's going on. I feel much more informed with what's happening today.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
This is Tax Tips, brought to you by LifeLock. Relentlessly protecting your identity. Use promo code AWARE at LifeLock.com for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. LifeLock.com.
The most overlooked tax deductions? How about forgetting to report state taxes that you've paid? That's deductible on your federal return. Giving to registered charities make the list too, but document your donations. Loan interest on student debt, also big. And if you're caring for a parent, the cost associated with that, also deductible.
Up to date as you head to work.
McGraw in the morning.
Some say he's just a legend.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Head to Arkansas Casino Alton. You could win $100,000 cash. It's Pot of Gold Sundays in March, noon to 8 p.m. at Arkansas Casino Alton.
Well, Monday sort of sets the tone for the rest of the week and how it's going to go. Based on today, we should have a pretty good week this week. Thank you for being with us. We will do this again tomorrow. Same time, same station, as they used to say. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I'll show you what appears to be an attempt by the Missouri Governor's Office and the National Guard to silence my reports on Ferguson, but they won't talk about it on camera. Now wait until you hear how Missouri Governor Jay Nixon answered.
Cracking down on texting and driving, the ban that could soon come to another local city.
No question, springtime across the St. Louis area today. We've been hanging around 80 degrees, but there's a cold front going to do a trick on our temperatures over the next 24 hours.
And thanks for joining us for Fox 2 News at 6. I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm Tom O'Neill, in for Rayford Weigel.
And we begin tonight with some breaking news. Right now, out of